sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, April 7th, and we're back.
We are.
Yes.
After a nice weekend.
I know. I miss you the whole weekend, so Mondays are good. I get to see you again.
Nice to start the week off.
Good.
I'm sunburned again. I guess I don't learn.
Really? You got sunburned again?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
It's all on the back of me.
Oh,
my
really?
My back is very painful. But I never thought I had to wear sun cream because I didn't think I burnt, which is terrible that I didn't think I had, like, you should.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm burned. It wasn't even hot yesterday at the beach. I went to the beach, but I was just with friends and we're all hanging out.
Right.
And it was freezing. I was so
cold.
Oh,
really? Wow.
It was just such a wind.
Yeah.
So I was freezing.
Wow.
But
and it was very windy here, but hot, you know, like Santa Ana winds is what they call them. And the really hot wind. So I'm surprised at the beach. It was cold.
No, it was cold.
Wow.
And
it's always windy at the beach. You know,
yeah, exactly.
It's an open area. Yeah.
So it was worse because it was just doubly as windy.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like shivering and I had a sweater on, but yeah, so I'm burnt,
wow.
Which is no fun.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but I mean, you don't really look that burnt, you know, you don't have like really fine skin, right?
No.
I mean,
and
not
that's
pale
why,
skin.
Yeah. And swimming at Florida State, I was outdoors from 2 to 5 every single day in the sun.
Yeah.
And I used to put sun cream on my face, obviously, but my body not so much because your body just gets used to this. I know it's so bad because you should. But and you get to some stage where you just don't really burn. But the sun's a lot different in California compared to Florida. It's a lot stronger.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to be careful this summer because I know I'm going to lay in the sun a lot and not good. I need sun cream.
Yeah, you do. And a strong number two, like 15 at least, I think.
Because, yeah, and I've read so much about lotion, but when it's 15, it's really like 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like 30, it's really not that strong.
Wow.
It's stronger, but it's not as strong. It's probably more like a 20-ish.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I see too many people, you know, getting sunburnt and stuff where they just spend a lot of their years in the sun and then they just look so wrinkled and stuff.
Right.
When they get older, yeah.
Your skin looks like leather.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to be careful. I mean, it does look nice to be tan, but it comes at a price.
Completely.
You know. So that's good. So how was the beach? Were there a lot of people there?
There was, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
busy.
Wow.
But it was fun. We just played some games and
uh-huh.
I don't know, like the thing where you throw like a horseshoe.
Horseshoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
I forget the name
but
of it.
It was, it was fun. I don't know. It's nice to be just relaxed. I love Sundays because it's a day when everyone relaxes. Saturday is kind of a day, it's like, oh, it's the first day of the weekend. I have stuff to do still.
Right. They run
but Sunday's
errands
purely.
That's true.
Just relax. And we barbecued, had some beers. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went to a comedy night last night. One of our hosts here, Sheena Middle, had a birthday. So she does like everything in entertainment. I mean, anything and everything you can think of. So she had a birthday party at the Improv. And there were several comics there. And they were just hilarious. Everybody was so funny, you know. And I like going to comedy shows because it's different, you know. It makes you forget about everything,
yeah,
and just focus on that. And but sometimes, you know, you go and there's just bad comedians, you know. So you have to be careful where you go, you know, and be a little lucky too.
I've never been to a live stand-up. I've never really been into pure like listening to. I don't know. maybe I'm a little bit slow when it comes to stuff like that because it just takes me a while to get the joke.
Really?
And I don't know if it's my attention span or then what it is.
Maybe the comedian is not very good.
Maybe,
you know,
the
they
people
talk about
that
things.
I don't know. Like, I hate South Park and those kind of shows because I just don't really get it. But I think it's because I don't want to concentrate too hard when I'm watching stuff like that. But
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So I've never really been to a live stand-up.
Yeah,
but I need to
fun.
Go. There's so many good ones in L.A.
There are. There's
I
so many.
To go.
And so many people try to be comics and stuff, you know. And the thing is that when you look at it, it's like it's not an easy thing. It doesn't seem like an easy thing to do at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you're standing in front of so many people and you expect it to make them laugh, you know.
Oh, completely.
It's not like when you sing a song and then, you know, people quietly either like it or they don't.
But yeah, you can die a slow death on stage
trying
to make
you
people
know.
Laugh if they just look at you. And,
right.
I mean, I have friends that do stand-up, and they're constantly, we'll just be having a conversation, and she'll write something down, like a word down, for something that I might have said that she could turn into a funny joke.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's like they're constantly thinking. And But it must be strange standing on stage. I mean, if people don't laugh, that sucks.
Right.
You know?
It
I
really
would be
does.
So. I would feel so self-conscious up there, and
I know.
It's a very vulnerable position to be in, I bet.
It
I mean,
is,
I don't know,
you know,
but
and you got to focus on the delivery as well. It's not just the joke itself.
Right.
And and you got to be constant. You have to memorize all these jokes and everything, your whole routine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of work, you know. I mean, it might seem easy when they're on the stage, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I respect them for doing that. And many of them don't even get paid, you know. They really want to do this.
Right.
And what's nice is that also there's some sometimes they have evenings that are called Pretty Funny Women or something. And then they bring like pretty women that are also comics and stuff, you know.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And they draw a lot of crowds and
stuff.
Yeah,
I bet.
So, yeah. But they say that women comics are held to a higher standard and it's harder for them, you know, because people don't give them enough credit that they'll be funny and stuff
well,
like
I
that.
Well, I bet, you know? Because you kind of hope that a man's funny.
Yeah.
And I think that's just something that a lot of when you date someone or anything, you just kind of want to be made to laugh.
Right.
But with a woman, if you're not funny, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
You know, if you laugh a lot, ha ha ha, it makes the guy feel funny anyway. So I feel like it's harder to be a funny woman. And especially because women judge women.
Right.
That's known.
That's
and men kind of have a chip on their shoulder thinking that they should be better. So I bet it's so much harder for women to be comics.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But we're supposed to have a guest this morning, Charlotte, and she hasn't shown up. I'm still hoping that she will. But
I
don't know.
Comes.
Yeah. It's something that, you know, I never like to really rant about a guest or anything that's absent because you never know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could give you the traffic excuse, but, you know, but still, you got to give people benefit of a doubt because sometimes things do happen. And, and I don't want to have to eat my words later, you know. But I do have to say that in general, and this is an adult film star we're going to have here. And for some reason, I was telling Charlotte before the show started that many of them do seem to come late or not show it up at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get it. I really don't, you know. But maybe there's a common denominator there that I don't know about.
Maybe.
So hopefully she'll still walk in. If not, well, you're stuck with us the rest of the show. So, you know, and so yesterday was a very hot day. You know, I woke up late. Was that?
I don't know.
Oh,
I
no,
was
that's not
looking.
The, okay. That's the landlord.
Oh.
She definitely does not look like a porn star, right? Oh, God, that's funny. Yeah, we have a window in the studio, and somebody just walked in outside, and we could see
was
them.
Was it them?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was looking like, I don't know what she looks like, though.
Yeah, but that's a good sign. At least the landlords care about coming up here and taking care of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about landlords, man, but I've never met one that's, like, easy to deal with, you know?
No, I've never really dealt with a landlord. I've always lived in big apartment complexes, so you don't really deal with just one landlord.
That's true.
It's
but
property, like management.
Well,
but I don't
too,
like,
you know, I just mean the landlord, like in general, the people that own the building and stuff, you know. So even it's the management company, you know, there's people behind them. And, you know, they make those decisions. And it seems like everything has to be so difficult with them, you know. They are not willing to budge. They won't spend a dime on anything.
I hate when something's broken and then it takes them 3 weeks. My fire alarm wasn't working. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I went so many times and they never came. Wow. I was like, my fire alarm doesn't work.
But how do you know it doesn't work?
Yeah. Because I burned something in my oven and it wasn't going off.
Oh, really?
And my apartment was, I mean, you could barely see.
Wow.
I forgot that there was bread in my oven. So eventually when it was probably in there 3-4 hours.
Wow.
So eventually when I opened it, poof, my whole apartment. And the fire alarm wasn't going off. And I was like, what is going on? This is so bad.
Yeah.
There's a fire and I'm sleeping. I won't know.
That's true. So you know what? If you call the fire department, they'll get their asses in trouble.
Well, eventually they came. Uh-huh. But it took them a while.
Really? Wow. Yeah, you always should. I mean, if you have some kind of leverage, like calling the police or the fire department, man, they'll get them going, you know. They'll definitely get them going. I know, though. I mean, in some places, like the place we were before, where our studios were, the elevator would break down every other day and stuff. And they just wouldn't invest in just, you know, getting a new elevator. Because obviously fixing it so many times did not work, you know.
Yeah.
So imagine, you know, having to come upstairs every day. You have, sometimes there's heavy things to carry. Mm-hmm. Some deliveries, they won't even bring it up if there's no elevator.
Because
it's so heavy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine. So, like, I don't know if you ever saw when the delivery for the water comes here, but we get, like, you know, 200 cases or something of water.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no way they would bring it up, you know, without an elevator.
Yeah, they're not going up the stairs.
So, you know, so this would happen and stuff. And, you know, finally we've had enough of it. But after the elevator was broken down for 3 weeks, if you can believe it, friggin' weeks it took him to fix it. And constant excuses, we have to get the part, we have to do this, we have to do that. And so, you know, I mean, landlords can be difficult, you know. And so we're moving to, well, we're not moving. The new station is going to move to new studios in the same building. And so, you know, we're going to move in and there's like, the carpets are really dirty. And this is after they cleaned them. You know,
that's something when you move in, you want everything nice and
new because, you know?
Yeah,
the
new,
paint,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's not like we're being unreasonable or anything, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know, you come in, you want it to look nice. And the thing is that there's three offices in there. One of them does have new carpet. So, you know, apparently they know it needs to be upgraded, but... You know, so I think the fact that she came here, maybe it's a good sign. I don't know.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're listening to us and decided to come up and see what's going on.
A subtle hint.
Yeah. I know.
So right now I'm deciding what kind of tablet I want to get.
Oh, you're going to get one?
Yeah. Well, I wanted an iPad for forever, and I've just never gotten around to getting one.
Yeah.
Because I take my computer everywhere. And
oh, really?
I dropped it the other day, and I'm just like, I can't do this anymore because I have small handbags.
So you're usually a perfect candidate for a tablet.
Right.
If you take
it
a lot. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I carry it everywhere, and it's just ridiculous that I'm carrying my computer, and I don't want to break it because I am clumsy, and I've already dropped it once.
Oh, wow.
But so I was at Best Buy looking at the iPads, and then I'm getting so much information about all these different tablets.
Right.
The Kindle, the Google one, the Samsung one, the Asus one. I mean, there's just so many.
I know.
And they're telling me like everything that's good about them and asking me how much I use Word and all. And I'm like, this is too much information.
Like,
way
totally
too much.
Confused,
going. Yeah,
right?
Totally confused.
Yeah. Well, you need someone that knows about these things that you can trust and have them pick one for you or at least present it to you.
I hate going somewhere when they're trying to convince you to get something
else.
Right,
exactly.
It's like, no, I want an iPad. I don't want to learn the new soft.
The Android and stuff sucks.
It took me forever to get an iPhone just because I didn't want – I had the BlackBerry forever. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't down to like learn how to use touchscreen and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And it took me so long to get a Mac. I was there with the PC still. Right. And I was trying to use Final Cut on my PC. And I was like, okay, time to get a Mac because this just isn't working. Well, I was using Adobe Premiere. I wasn't using Final Cut because that's the Mac. But it was just time to get a new computer because my PC just wasn't working.
Yeah.
But it's just too much like... I don't know. I'm not someone I like having like easy. I like knowing what I'm doing.
Right.
And maybe that's maybe I'm just stupid because I don't want to try a new one. But I'm not into and I don't like going into a store when they're trying to convince you to get something else. And everything was so much more expensive than the Mac, which was than the iPad, which was surprising because they're expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like,
I know.
You're just trying to get me to spend more money.
But
I was
no,
like,
look,
I just want an iPad.
Now, do you have an iPhone? You have an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, an iPad is a natural progression for you because it looks the same. It's just like a big iPhone, so you don't have to learn anything new.
And it's like I know what I'm doing. I really don't. I use it mainly, like when I take my computer places, it's mainly just to get information that I need to talk about or something. So that's what I need the iPad for. I'm not writing essays on it. I'm not going to be editing on it.
Yeah.
Not doing anything. I'm literally just pretty much researching and social media.
Right.
But I just don't. I want something that's bigger than my phone and smaller than my computer.
Right. That's true. So now you have to make a decision between the iPad and the iPad mini. Have you looked at both of them?
Yeah. And then there's the iPad Air too.
Oh, okay. And I thought all of them were like Air now,
no? No, there's still the iPad 4.
Okay.
It's the iPad or the iPad 2. I don't know. There's so many.
There was the Air. Right.
There's the Air, then there's the normal
one. Okay, gotcha.
And then there's the Mini.
Okay, right.
Wow.
So that's more decisions.
Then you can choose whether you want to just get it on Wi-Fi or with a plan where you can connect it to your phone, which I should do that because at some point I'm sure I'll want to do that. Because if you buy just Wi-Fi, you can never get it on your phone.
Exactly.
You can never get it attached. So
yeah, you can never get it like where there's no Wi-Fi.
Exactly, yeah.
So yeah, you might want to get a data plan or something.
But there's just so many decisions.
Right.
And I'm not good with decisions on the spot. I have to kind of process and think about things.
But no, I mean, look, this is a big decision. You're spending a lot of money. You want to make sure that you buy the right thing. I mean, I do that all the time, you know, especially online. I research it and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you remember how much they asked you for it?
For the iPad?
Yeah.
The iPad's the Air was like $649, or maybe it was $549, something like that. And it was $499 with just Wi-Fi. You couldn't get a data plan.
Right.
But the iPad, I mean, I'm looking online and the Kindle is ranked number one, but I don't want a Kindle. I don't read, really.
Yeah. Well, the Kindle is not for reading, but it's more for entertainment because it's not just reading. Like, I have a Kindle Fire.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's for entertainment, and you're not looking for entertainment.
Yeah.
This is to consume, more like to consume content, like video. You get
exactly.
It's like Netflix and stuff.
Yeah.
Books, apps, games, things like that. So you can surf the net with it. You can do a lot of things with it.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it was primary. See, I don't know a lot
No,
about
because
them.
The just the Kindle, the plain Kindle is just for reading. But there's a Kindle Fire that's a tablet just like all the other tablets you saw.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, like, I have one because I read and I also get video on it, you know. Mm-hmm. So... because on Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime, which is you pay like $79 a year and you get like free shipping. Because I buy a lot of stuff from Amazon, so it's worth it. But if you have that subscription, then you can get like huge number of movies and stuff like Netflix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So for that, it's good. But I would say for what you're describing, you need an iPad.
Yeah.
Now, they have the... the iPad 2, I don't know why they have the iPad 2, but the iPad Air you can get on Amazon for $469. So you're saving about $30. I would buy whatever you have to buy ever, buy it on Amazon, you know? It's the cheapest, you get it fast.
I just bought something on Amazon this morning, actually.
Did you?
It was hair product. But
Yeah. But no, this is good because then you can return it and, you know, and...
I even try the shipping. I buy stuff online,
right?
But I try and steer away. I don't know why.
Yeah, because maybe you still have like that, you know, that memory of like things don't work out and things like that. Because in the beginning, people were afraid to buy online.
Yeah. You know?
But now I buy everything online because it comes to my door. I don't have to go.
It's easy.
Yeah, and you don't have to deal with the salespeople that try to sell you stuff, you know?
Like my experience.
Yeah, you know, and you'll save money too in the process, you know? I mean, if you buy it at Best Buy, it's probably full price of $4.99.
Yeah.
And here it's $4.69, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, or you can go to the Apple store if that's what you decide.
I know. I think I'm just going to go there because then at least they're going to sell me some kind of Apple product. I don't want any other product. I want an iPad.
Right.
I do. Like I was going to get one after graduation last year and I don't know. I never did.
Yeah.
I just need one.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm not lugging my computer everywhere and possibly damaging.
That's true, because if you run around a lot with the stuff, then you need it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with me, it's like I just have my laptop because I only need this at home and where I spend a lot of time working and stuff. And, you know, and then when I'm out just for things like looking for a restaurant or maps or something, then my phone works just fine.
You know? Exactly.
So it works. But for some people, I can totally see getting an iPad. But you might want to consider the mini because it's easier to carry and it's not as big. I mean, it's not as big, you know.
That is true. But I guess my thing is I'm getting an iPad because I want it to be bigger because I want to be able to have more. So that's
true.
You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
But now, I mean, the phones are somewhat big. You're almost now with the phone and the tablet, like the mini tablets and the big phones are coming back.
Right.
I can't remember what I was looking at. It might have been the new Android. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it's almost the size of
a tablet.
So now you're like crossing over between what do I have? Do I have a tablet? Can I hold this up to my ear? Like, you know, there's so much confusion now with tablets and phones and. It's like, what do I have?
I know. Wow. That's funny. But I guess the Air, from what I'm seeing here, the Air doesn't cost much more than the regular one.
Oh, no, it's $150 more.
$150 more?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, that's what it was at Best Buy. But then if you get the minis, quite a bit cheaper.
Oh, they are quite. Okay, it seems like, about a little more than half the price or a little less than half the price. So, maybe you're saving about 40% or something getting the mini.
Yeah.
But the Air, it depends how much memory you're going to get on it too, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You should probably stay with 16 because you probably don't download movies and songs and stuff.
I don't. And I have music,
right.
But I mean, I don't even think it's downloaded onto my phone. When I changed laptops from my PC to my Mac, I had issues getting everything on my Mac.
Right.
So I don't even know. I mean, I don't listen to my phone music really.
Right.
If I listen to it's in the car and I'm old school. I have CDs that I've burned.
Really? You still listen to CDs?
Yeah, I still listen to CDs.
Wow.
And if I want a new, more songs, I'll burn a new CD.
Yeah. Well, you have a newer car. Don't you have like a USB connection there?
Yeah,
then
I do.
Then put your songs on the USB.
But usually I have it linked to my phone, and I'll play YouTube. I'll play songs from YouTube if I really want to listen to a certain song. But so I guess it makes sense to have music on my phone, but I don't think it works. There's something with the iCloud thing. I don't get that either.
No, they just get a USB drive, like a flash drive, and put your songs on there instead of on a CD. And then you just plug it in and it'll play in your car. You don't need to swap CDs and burn them and all that stuff.
That's true.
Yeah. And you don't need to connect your phone. You know, just connect that flash drive. And it works great. I mean, that's what I used to do until I got the Bluetooth in the car. And then now I just play it for my phone.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And I mean, there's just so many choices
there
for
really are.
Entertainment, you know?
Yeah.
And because I have Sirius Radio in my car. I used to listen to Howard Stern all the time. Now, I listened a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now I don't listen at all. I just don't have the time, you know? I'm not in the car that much to be listening to that stuff. So, so I just listen to some music from my phone when I drive. But, you know, I have Spotify, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Spotify is cool because you can choose any song you want and play it as many times as you want. But that's on the computer. If you get the mobile app, then you have to pay. And like I was mentioning before.
Right, I
before,
remember you saying.
Yeah, but it's $10 a month, which is not a big deal at all. But then all the data on the phone. Man, it's like every other day I get an email from them or a text.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, like you're going over your limit and stuff, you know.
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, to stream the songs.
And I get messages all the time that says my storage is too, I've reached the limit of my storage.
Oh, really? On
and
your phone?
Can't, yeah, and now I can't upgrade to the new iOS. Whatever.
Oh, okay. So you better delete some stuff.
Yeah, so now
but
I have
you know
to go
what?
Through
if that's
and delete
true.
Everything. And, but what I don't understand, because you have to have 2.5 gigabytes open. To be able, or megabytes, I'm not.
Gigabytes,
is it gigabytes?
Yeah.
To be able to upgrade,
right.
Update the software. So, but 2.5, I don't know how many I have, but
I probably have
16
if it's,
yeah.
Yeah. So, what you have to do is delete stuff to free up 2.5 gigs.
And what I've done before is I've deleted and then I've re downloaded when I've updated the software because the software doesn't take up any more space. But you, I guess you just need it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, for the installation
but
process.
But it just takes
probably.
Time.
Yeah.
I don't have the time to like sit, or the patience to sit there and delete everything right now.
Yeah.
When the one, little one really starts to bug me, then I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe that tells you that you should get maybe more memory on your iPad.
Yeah.
You know, because you probably have like 16 gigs now, you know, if you fill the phone pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe consider getting a 32 gig or something. You
That's
know, true. I don't know how much more it is, but here it
price
says
price keeps going up and up.
Yeah, you know, I know. But you're looking at about $500 easily.
Yeah.
You know, at least.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, let's see. The newest version of the iPad with 32 gigs is $584. So it's about $100 more, I think.
Yeah,
or something like that. But yeah. Yeah, that's the situation here. So, but you know, the thing is, if it's a difference of like less than $100 or something, you might want to just invest in the bigger storage.
No, and especially because it's something I'm gonna have.
Yeah, exactly. For a while,
yeah.
And you might want to actually eventually put songs and movies on there and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because if you have a tablet, you probably will. You know, like you'll go on a plane, you'll probably want to put a couple movies on there.
Yeah, exactly.
And stuff,
so
you know?
Yeah. Oh, the price keeps going up and up.
I know. And imagine, I mean, it's pretty much a luxury product, but everybody has one, you know.
They really do.
You know, everybody
has one.
I feel
in the minority that I don't have one.
Yeah, I know.
All my friends have them.
Really?
Like,
they
wow.
walk along around with them. I know.
Yeah.
I know. The first time I saw the iPad, I thought, well, this is just an enlarged iPhone, you know, because that's really what it is, you know.
Yeah.
It works the same. It looks the same. It's just bigger. And it doesn't have a phone. So,
but now you can get it.
Well, yeah.
You have your phone. The data plan. Well, I guess data plan, so it's not the same.
Yeah, no.
But,
you can't use
a
phone.
But you can still get your text messages and text from it.
You
if
think?
You have it, you can, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because when you're connected to Wi-Fi... And the blue, the iMessage,
right.
That comes through.
Okay, so you can do iMessage, but I don't think texting to other phones.
Yeah.
Just to iPhones.
Just to iPhones, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, Apple always keeps their ecosystem like really tight, you know, where everything you need is you have to get from them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also good things to it because there's things always work with each other, you know. When you get PC or Android or things like this, so many people have their hands in the plate that you don't know who is going to, you know, how it's going to turn out and what's going to work. Just like with Windows computers and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
On the Mac, there's a lot less problems.
I still like the Windows, though.
Yeah, I know.
But
there are
a lot less problems virus-wise.
Yeah.
For sure.
But that's what they say, you know. I mean, I never had a virus in my life because I just keep an antivirus. Really? Just keep a nice antivirus on your computer. They're even free. And you never have to worry about it again, you know.
I don't know what I do to computers and cameras. Yeah. Cameras, too. I break them as well.
Really?
Every time when I was, like, in high school and college... my mom stopped buying me cameras. So I would literally get a camera every Christmas because I kept breaking them.
Really?
And eventually I was like, okay, I have a fake camera on my phone. I don't need a camera. But she's like, how many times can you break a camera?
Wow.
I was like, I really don't do anything to them. They just kind of break by themselves. I don't know what I do. But it's the same with computers. I remember I got a virus on our home computer when I was like 12.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what I did. I was just surfing the internet, like nothing different, just looking on news and stuff and
wow.
talking on the old like messenger thing.
Yeah.
got a virus on that, and then I kept getting viruses on every computer.
Wow. Oh my God.
All the battery would die, and you wouldn't be it. That was my last one. Yeah. My mom has that now, and you and if the charger unplugs, the computer's gone.
Right.
So you have to, and because the charger is now kind of sketchy, you have to have it in an exact place for it to charge. And
really?
So,
oh,
it's
God.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, just buy an in charger, please.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I know. It's funny. I got a, talking about chargers, I got like this Bluetooth radio for my house for the bathroom. You know, they have one like that's waterproof.
Oh,
and
cool.
So, yeah, you take a shower, you can listen to music.
That's cool.
And that's the way I like to get up in the morning. You know, I have the music blasting. So now suddenly it's like out of battery. And I'm like, how am I supposed to change the battery on this now? There's all there is like a little hole, a little pinhole that's covered. And it's and it looks like you're supposed to charge it with something. But where the hell is the charger? They never sent the charger with this thing.
No.
Yeah, and it's not like a usual charger. I mean, it looks like very small, you know. So I probably have to buy one separately or something.
Oh,
but
man.
Yeah, but I'm like, what is this? Like a one-use type of a thing, you know? The battery goes and you can't use it anymore.
Aww.
So we'll
see. And
now
you've been listening to it every morning. So when you don't have it, it's like, no.
Now I'm hooked.
Where's the music?
So we'll see. I mean, but there are screws there. So maybe I'll unscrew them and see what's going on inside.
Yeah.
Maybe there is a battery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, the problems we have, right? I mean, in the...
I know, first world problems.
21st century. Look at our problems. I know. So, I mean, the thing is that, you know, now with all the technology and everything, you know, we get like... like I was just reading that Wi-Fi speeds are about to triple now.
Wow.
Which is like amazing, you know. And this has to do, obviously, with your... like wireless routers at home and stuff. You probably have one, right?
Because
you have wireless in the house and stuff. And things like that, you know. So so that they came out with technology now that is going to make them three times as fast. And they're announcing it this week. So it's not something far into the future.
That's incredible. Because I mean, I remember sitting at home with the dial-up. And
you remember the dial-up?
You would turn the computer on 25 minutes later. Then you could be on the internet.
Exactly.
Now, if my computer doesn't turn on in like a minute, I'm frustrated. And I'm like, why isn't it working? What's going on? Why is it slow? And I have to sit back and be like, okay, Charlotte, remember when it was dial-up and you had to like sit there 25 minutes before you wanted to surf the internet?
Right.
So stop complaining.
I know, with modems and stuff that would move so slow.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I remember those days very well. In fact, you know, in my quest to read all these old computer magazines I talked about, sometimes I still read them. And you see, I went like on a shopping rage on eBay a few months ago, and I decided I want to get old computer magazines because, I mean, from the 80s and 90s, you know. And so I did. You know, I must have gotten like, you know, a few dozen of them. And it's funny when you read, you know, something that happened in 87 or 90 or 93, it's like computing was so different then, you know.
Yeah.
Today we don't even focus on the machines at all. It's like what we can do with them.
Yeah.
It's like you'd have a magazine with like 300 pages and it's full of reviews of computers.
Wow.
It's like they all look the same.
Yeah.
They all have the same.
And it's the big monitors and
those CRT monitors, the big ones.
Yeah.
And the big boxes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is that there must have been like, they must have reviewed maybe 200 computers. I mean, how did all of them survive at that time, you know? I mean, look, now there's barely a couple. You know, you have HP and Dell and, you know, a couple more and Lenovo or something. And that's about it, you know? There's not many out there. And even then, it's like you go, you shop, you don't really care about who you're buying from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even me, you know, where I really care about the tech that I buy and all that stuff. If I were to get a regular computer now, I don't care who I'm buying it from. It's become a commodity.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, anything else. You know, you can buy perfume, but it's the same thing everywhere that you buy it, you know.
Definitely.
Or like if you buy sugar or things like that, those are commodities, mm-hmm. you know, where there's no brand that stands out. So the same with computers now. And so it's amazing to me. And then, you know, when they were using dial-up, like really, actually not even dial-up, that was before the internet. So they would have like communication software. We could go online and do some things, but not email and surfing and all the stuff that we take for granted today.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the early days of the internet. It was very slow, you know, and a lot of people stayed with AOL and things
that. Yeah, that's what we had, AOL. Yeah.
It was sort of like a secure area where you didn't have to really know a lot, you know. But it's amazing how they disappeared. You know, AOL used to be like the destination to go to.
They really did, yeah.
Yeah, but technology changes so fast, you know, and some companies, it's like I look at some of those magazines and these companies are so long gone and stuff. But yet at the same time, some companies have stayed, some products have stayed, you know, for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing. It really is amazing. It's like a trip down memory lane for me.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I enjoy that. So, I'm looking forward to triple Wi-Fi speeds. I mean, you can never get fast enough on the computer, you know?
No, you can't. Never. I agree.
Yeah.
I know. Everything's too slow, even the fastest.
I know. So, I guess it's safe to say the guest is not going to show up today, right? And that's too bad because I was looking forward. It's a porn star, and I thought maybe we'll start a little horny morning here, but it didn't happen. And so hopefully we'll reschedule her and stuff. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on, man. But it's like we never had a consistent experience with porn stars. I don't know why. I think they're not like day people either. You know, they work during the day and stuff, and then they just hang out at night, I think, and party and stuff. So then they don't get up early.
Right. So. I was just talking about that the other day because I'm not a big partier. Yeah. At all. And which is kind of sad since I'm 23, but I don't know, it's just not really my thing.
Right.
But I think it's because I can't really do that and work on my career and do what I want to do. Because when you go out, I mean, I remember in college, like I went out and we'd get home at like 4, but then I wouldn't wake up because then you get home at 4 and then you eat and you hang out still. So really by the time you get to sleep, it's a lot later. But then you wake up at 2 and it's like the whole day is gone. And I couldn't imagine being here and doing that.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, look.
But because my whole day is gone.
Right, it is. I mean, that's what I've been doing on weekends now. I sleep and I force myself to get up when it gets to be 11:30 or noon, you know, because I don't want the day to be over. And as it is, at 12 o'clock, the day is half over already, you know. And I like mornings, but I also tend to stay up late. So, you know, I can't get up early, you know. So, but then I realized, you know, it's really amazing, but it's just as hard to get up for me without the alarm clock and later than it does with the alarm clock at 7:30 or 8. So I might as well get up early on the weekend.
Because you're still not going to be happy.
Right, you know, and that's what it is, you know. So if I'll set the clock for 9 or something, that's a reasonable time. And I'll get up even with 5 hours of sleep, and then I'll just take a nap later or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate ruining my mornings like that, especially on the weekend. You want to take a drive somewhere. You have to start early.
Yeah.
You go to the beach, you know. You want to start at 9, 10 o'clock, not at 1, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like going to the beach late. I like going early before everybody gets there.
I agree.
So what beach did you guys go to? Santa Monica or something?
Playa del Rey. Yeah.
That's pretty there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. It was kind of by Marina Del Rey / Playa Del Rey.
Right.
But it's nice down there.
Yeah.
It's relaxing. It's not as hustle and like, not that Santa Monica's hustle and bustle, but it's more people, more going on.
More commercial.
Yeah. Whereas Playa Del Rey, and especially, is just more relaxed and not as many people.
That's interesting because my brother and his family, they have an RV and they go all over the place. And this weekend they just went as far as Playa. And he says, they have like a little like trailer place there and stuff, you know, that you can park. So they spend the weekend there too.
Oh, that's nice.
So I hear it's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, well, I've been there. I never really went to the beach, but I've driven by there many times.
They have a lot of volleyball courts, and but it's not packed. I mean, I go to Manhattan Beach, and you can't get a volleyball net because everyone's on them.
That's true.
Whereas Playa, you can.
Right.
It's not super busy. I mean, I'm sure when it's really hot out, you can't. But it's a little less busy.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Yeah. I know. I don't like crowds either.
Yeah. Well, especially at the beach, and I don't know. I'm not. I like just having my space, not being slammed next to me. I mean, I remember when going for spring break down to South Beach in Miami.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it was fun. But ugh, the people, so many people, like thousands of people on the beach. It's like, too many people. I'm a people person, but I don't know. The beach and certain things I like just...
Yeah, because I think like when we're in crowds, we feel sort of like lost, you know, it's like you're swallowed in the crowd. And it's kind of a scary feeling, you know, because you want to feel you're more than just like, you know, just one person or something that disappears, you know.
And you end up having to talk to people. And sometimes I just don't want to talk to strangers. I'm like, oh.
Well, I never have talked to people, but I would imagine people approach you all the time. You can't be left alone. Huh? That's funny. Wow. Yeah. So, no, I don't have that problem at all. People don't start talking to me. So, they're also talking about the fattest and the fittest cities in the U.S., and it's interesting that many of the fattest cities are in the South. Like West Virginia, Kentucky, then Ohio, which is more like Midwest. Then you have Texas, Maryland, West Virginia. So, these places are like the fattest places in the world in the country. Well, the thinnest they're saying is Boulder, Colorado. Believe it or not.
Wow, that's not what I would have expected.
Right. But, you know, I'm thinking, isn't that where like all the... the stars go and stuff like that, you know, like to vacation.
Yeah, and Aspen.
Oh, Aspen, yeah. But I think Boulder, too, like in the summer. I don't know. But it sounds like, I don't know why.
What is that? Does it say what other places are in that list?
Oh, in the as far as the lowest?
Yeah.
Or
the thinnest. Because there's got to be thinnest. Like, I can imagine L.A., New York, Miami.
I know.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Maybe San Francisco.
Well, let's see. I'll tell you, actually, let's find L.A. in the list here. Not even in the top anything.
Wow.
Charlotte, yeah. Boulder is number one as far as fittest. Then you have Naples, Florida. Then Fort Collins, Colorado. Colorado keeps coming up.
Wow.
Denver. The first place from California is San Diego. And
I could see that because it's all outdoorsy, surfer.
Right. College town type of a thing. Huh. Yeah.
That's interesting. That's not what I would expect.
I know. Least obese. Oh, wait a minute. What was that? That was the least obese U.S. communities. And what is this now? Least obese. Yeah, major U.S. communities. So why am I seeing two? I don't know. There's two of them here.
I like studies like that. I find stuff like that interesting. Huh? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's I wouldn't expect Colorado to be the top, you know?
I know. Well, look, at this list, I have another list. Oh, I think it's for different years. So maybe that was a year ago. Okay. This was for 2013, and this one for 2012. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
So in 2012, L.A. was actually on the list, on the top 10, but San Diego, San Jose, Denver, Colorado,
San Francisco.
Miami. So, yeah.
Okay, that list makes more sense to me.
Yeah, it's the major...
But that was 2012.
Right, exactly. But those are like the major... population areas, you know, where I think in those big cities, people are more like aware of their health and stuff, you know, there's more awareness, especially in LA, you know?
Yeah, and somewhere like Miami, it's a lot of people kind of entertainment-y, like modeling, right. like this beach. So people feel, I know my friend that lives in Miami, she's like, it's getting to beach season, I got to lose weight.
Yeah.
That's how, in her mind, it's time to, okay, get in shape because it's coming up to beach season.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in Miami, I'm going to be at South Beach a lot. So I feel like that's in a lot of people's minds.
It is.
Winter.
It is, I'm sure.
Winter's the time to enjoy food for them. Summer, it's like, okay, now I got to.
I know, but that's hard, man. I mean, that's really hard to live like that, you know.
It
go
is.
Up and down in weight all the mm-hmm. time. It's crazy. But I mean, yeah, just look. I mean, it's like mostly all South or Midwest.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I guess they're least concerned with their weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say their health. I don't know if we can generalize, but less about. Yeah. I mean, look, in LA, there's just so much pressure to look better. And,
yeah.
you know, because everybody looks great here. Everybody's a model in LA.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. So that's that. A very famous actor died, Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, that's sad.
And yeah, he was, I mean, they're saying his career spanned almost the entire period of movies, of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. He started so early.
Well, I think he's, I mean, for child actors, I mean, because most of them go off the rails.
That's true.
He's
that's true.
One of the only people, I mean, obviously there's other people, but that comes to mind that's really gone the distance and hasn't fell off.
That's true.
You know?
And I mean, think of all the things he's lived through. I mean, he was number one box office draw from 39 to 41. I mean, that's like World War II, you know?
Right.
And my God, you know, he was born in 1920 in Brooklyn. As Joseph Yule Jr., so he's probably Jewish too. That's what many... You see, Hollywood was really started by Jewish people and stuff that mm-hmm. moved from back east. And many of them started in Brooklyn or
yeah.
New York City and stuff. And many of them changed their names because, you know, there was still a lot of anti-Semitism at mm-hmm. the time. And many of them changed their names. So when you look at like Bob Dylan, for example... I forgot what his Jewish name is, but yeah, you would never know.
No.
You look at other people as well. So there are a lot of Jewish actors and actresses that change their names over
yeah.
the years and stuff, you know, which is kind of sad, you know. I mean,
it is that they felt like they had to do that, but I didn't realize how many Jewish people there were in LA.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
No, there are a lot of them. And yeah. I'm telling you, Hollywood was started that way.
Yeah.
And, yeah, all the big studios were started by Jewish men, and that's how LA evolved. But
yeah.
yeah, there's a lot, especially here in the Valley. There's a lot
yeah.
of Jews here. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so yeah, so that's that. So Mickey Rooney dead at what 99 is he? No, 93.
Yeah, so he led a good life.
Yeah, a long
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's a long life, man.
Yeah, it is.
And especially to be in the public eye since you were mm-hmm. very little.
Completely.
Wow.
Yeah. He's lived a...
Lived a full life,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it is sad. But it's also... It's sad just because he passed, but...
Right.
It's awesome to see somebody, and that should be a person that people look up to in the industry.
Right.
For a child, like...
Yeah.
Just too many people.
I know. They just flame out and
yeah.
burn, you know?
Or go the wrong way and get into drugs. And,
right. Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, like Justin Bieber, for example, or
Lindsay Lohan,
yeah, and, yeah.
Britney Spears.
I know,
and she wasn't an actress, but
yeah.
Well, I guess she did do a movie. I liked her movie. Oh, what was that called?
But wasn't she in the Mickey Mouse Club too?
Yeah,
yeah. So that was acting, I think, too.
Yeah.
But oh, you asking what movie Britney Spears was in?
Yeah, it was.
I actually
loved
don't
it.
Remember really.
Yeah, I really.
So you
really
must
liked
have been
it.
Young at the time, right?
Yeah, I was. Crossroads.
Crossroads. Oh, Crossroads.
That was what it's called.
Wow.
Yeah, and I loved her hair in that movie. I remember I was that person that I took in a picture of a celebrity's hair, and I was like, "Can you make it like this?" Please?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But it never ended up looking like that. And I remember I had really curly hair,
uh-huh.
and it was super long. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened because now my hair is in terrible shape, but it was just really thick.
Uh-huh.
And my mom was like, I mean, if you really want it cut off, okay.
Yeah.
So I was probably 10 and I went and got it cut off. I got bangs, but because
yeah.
my hair's so curly,
uh-huh.
as soon as I washed it, because they style it so nice and in a hair salon. Yeah. And you can never get it to look like that, or I can't. And when I got home and my bangs dried naturally, they were so short, probably an inch long, because now my hair is curly.
Right.
And it was a total mess.
Oh, wow.
A total mess. I was like, why would you let me do this, Mom? No.
I mean, I can't imagine you with curly hair. I mean, is it like wavy or really curly?
No, it's really curly.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Is it still like that? Then you straighten it? It's hard to imagine.
It's very... One day I'll come with my natural hair.
Yeah, so when you swim, it looks curly, huh?
Yeah, oh, completely.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's what my hair, from being chlorine, dyeing my hair, bleaching it blonde, and a couple years ago I went back to brunette.
Uh-huh.
And then getting back to blonde just...
Kills your hair,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
From the bleach, the chlorine, mixture of everything.
Yeah. Oh, well, as long as we look good, that's all that matters, right?
You can't see my split ends from a distance.
All right, Charlotte. Well, we managed to get through an hour without a guest, which is cool. We always have stuff to talk
Went
about.
Went quickly.
It did go quickly. So let's see. We don't have a guest for tomorrow yet, but hopefully we'll find someone. If not, it's the two of us alone again. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.